listener production.
A cautious move higher for the Aussie share market as stocks lift for a second day.
And there are key US earnings figures to watch out for later tonight.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Craig.
It's Tuesday the 30th of April. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Mr. Craig James.
Well, I gravitate from the morning session to the afternoon session.
Yeah, it's not a competition, but it seems like you're spending a lot of time awake, Craigie. But look, the market greeted you today with some improvements for a second straight day. Not a massive gain, it must be said, but we're up about 0.25%. And maybe that has something to do with pretty busy tail end to the week, the fact that the markets are just kind of running on the spot for the time being.
Well, in the United States later tonight, what we're expecting is results from, amongst many, McDonald's, AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, that means, and Amazon. So they're key earnings results. We've got the US Central Bank to begin its two-day meeting, and we'll get the result on that coming out on Thursday. There's economic data coming out over the week with the jobs figures. So there's a lot for investors to digest.
Yeah, there's enough to keep investors just nervous. US markets have had an interesting ride. They did really well last week. It was the best weekly advance of the year. Five of the past six sessions have seen the US markets improving, but the prior 3 weeks were terrible. They had like 5.5% worth of declines over that period. So the fact we've got that Fed meeting, which was up Thursday, you know, a number of major tech stocks, which can kind of really drive US markets to come. And then, as you said, jobs data right on Friday in the US. All very important indicators, but what did you see on our market today?
There were certainly some gains towards the end of trade. Mm. Early on in the piece, we only had 3 out of the 11 industry sectors which were higher, but the iron ore sector, you know, did well today. BHP, Fortescue and Pilbara, they were amongst the gainers today. That iron ore price continues to hold around about $110 a tonne. Lithium stocks were higher as well. Arcadium up in the order of almost 10% today. So good gains, you know, so there. Property trusts are amongst those gaining in terms of our market today.
It was a bit mixed across the different sectors, wasn't it? We had some small improvements, as you say. The miners kind of stood out. Lithium stocks were some of the best. But elsewhere, you know, the improvements were very modest across most other sectors. But a couple of things that are interesting, I guess, on the economic front and around the discussion for interest rates. Firstly, CBA has updated its forecast for where rates might be at the end of the year.
Yeah, previously the Commonwealth Bank Group had expected that we would see a rate cut in September, now saying November. And simply the answer to all economic questions is inflation. Inflation is a bit on the higher side, a bit on the higher side in terms of our expectation. No doubt it would be the same for the Reserve Bank. Reserve Bank officials wouldn't be, you know, getting confident that the inflation rate would head towards 2-3%, and that's what it needs before interest rates come down. But the Commonwealth Bank still believes that interest rates will go down this year. Could be as much as 4 interest rate cuts that we'll see over 2025.
Yeah, and previously there was the expectation we could get a number of rate cuts this year as well, 3, and now there's a possibility that could just be 1. And markets are also pricing in, you know, a potential rate hike, or at least, you know, you can't totally rule that out, and it's going to be very much dependent on some of the data we get in coming months, so these things can change. But why has it been so hard for inflation to get back to 2-3%, which is where the Reserve Bank wants it?
Well, I think part of the answer is that businesses are passing on their costs to consumers, and consumers, you know, sort of finding it, you know, sort of hard to be able to take that on board. So we are seeing stickiness, if you like, in terms of inflation at a business level, at a consumer level. Major economies, including Australia, including the United States, probably doing a little bit better than what a lot of forecasters or observers would have thought, given that interest rates are going up. So some are expecting perhaps in Australia we could see an interest rate hike before we see an interest rate cut. But then we've had some retail sales figures out today, down 0.4% in March. Yep. The economists round town expected plus 0.2, was minus 0.4. So I think it would take a heroic Reserve Bank board to hike rates when you've got retail spending falling at that sort of rate.
The Bureau of Statistics also made reference to Tay-Tay again, Taylor Swift and the associated spending, which did provide a temporary boost in February, and that looks like it's dropped off a bit as far as spending goes. So we also had a bit of a market response today off the back of this, with currencies actually moving around. The Aussie dollar seemed to
drop. The Aussie doesn't move around a lot in terms of our time zone, unless there is a surprise in terms of the economic data, and it was a negative surprise in the Australian dollar. 65.3 US cents rather than 65.65 US cents where it had been trading at.
Then we also had data out of China as well today. Two updates on manufacturing and the services sector over there. One at 11.30 a.m., one at 11.45 a.m. Sydney time. And really this was quite mixed, wasn't it? It showed that at a high level, its economy is still quite sluggish.
Yeah, if you get a purchasing manager index above 50, it suggests expansion. In the manufacturing sector in China, it's sitting at 50.4. So it's not going gangbusters over there. If you look at the services sector, 51.2 is the figure that came out in terms of the official gauge of purchasing managers index. That was down from a reading of 52.2, which had been forecast.
Let's look at some stocks. The biggest stock on our market, BHP, has been in the media recently because it made a takeover offer for Anglo American, the UK listed mining giants, about 60 billion Aussie dollars put on the table. That was rejected on Friday. This is getting a lot of coverage for the possibility of that getting raised perhaps, or other parties jumping in with showing some interest globally. But news broke yesterday that BHP and other major miners reached a proposed $25 billion US dollar settlement with the Brazilian government. And this was over the Samarco dam disaster in Brazil. That disaster happened almost a decade ago now. Now, BHP responded officially this morning with an update saying that no final agreement has been reached on the terms and negotiations are ongoing.
Yeah, and I think BHP, its share price would have responded to that in some respect, but the fact that the iron ore price was higher overnight was also a major factor in supporting BHP today.
Yeah, and that takeover offer was the main catalyst in prior days. You know, they had around a 5.5% decline over the prior 2 to 3 days. Plenty of other stocks making headlines as well. What caught your eye?
Bapcor. Paul Dumbrell was supposed to be the new chief executive officer from tomorrow. Well, for personal reasons, he's not going to take up that position. So Mark Bernard will continue in his role as managing director and chief executive officer. So Coles came out with their quarterly sales figures. Group sales up 3.4% over the year. Supermarkets up 5.1%, doing okay there. But people are cutting back on liquor. Quite interesting, yes, for Australia to be cutting back on liquor, down by 1.9% over the year. Coles came out, as I said, with its sales results. Ampol also came out with its first quarter sales and production estimates, and generally they're on the weak side. Sales down 1.7% over the year, refinery production down 7.3%. And that weighed on Ampol shares, which were off around about 3% today, dragging down Viva Energy along with it.
Yeah, and most of those shares dropped back as well today, including Coles and Ampol. They both fell. Worley, talking about stocks that went backwards, Worley was one of the worst performers. It's an engineering group, down 7.5% today. It was down as much as 11.5% a bit earlier. Now, the company blamed this really on its largest shareholder selling a 19% stake in the company. This is a Dubai-based group called Sidara, via a block trade, which was carried out this morning, basically a big trade. So a difficult day for Worley.
I suppose we've got to look ahead, and data coming out here in Australia tomorrow is the CoreLogic Home Value Index. So we'll see how the housing market is faring, and there will be selected living cost indexes released as well. In the United States, consumer confidence and the employment cost index, which are coming out. So it gives some gauge about how consumers are feeling and about the labour costs being faced by individual companies in the United States.
But certainly, I think tomorrow morning, what will be a big talking point is how those companies like Amazon and AMD that you mentioned, 3M and a few others, have done over the past quarter, Amazon being such a huge company on the market. And all eyes will be on the interest rate decision out of the US Thursday morning. So markets are likely to be a bit nervous ahead of that.
Yes, indeed.
Well, thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.